SWR Endeavour 329.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Jack? You're rattling my speaker over here. I got to keep turning it down. There's a loud station out there.
Because I'm on the 9600. Roger.
Okay, I was working for you. That's not what you're usually talking on, is it?
Oh. No, I got that about a month ago, and I got it a little bit, programmed and everything, but not all of them. I don't have the 600 repeater out there yet. I have the just Detroit repeater and Mount Clemens. Roger?
Okay, I copy that. That's a good sounding radio. Sounded real good. Well, you can put them in, slowly add them in manually. One at a time, or plug it in the computer.
I tried to put it in manually, and it's taking it and everything, but I can't get on it because you got to put it in a computer. I think that's the way it goes with this radio. Roger?
Copy that. I got some, even that one that the one that I can't think of the name now, the TYT9600 or whatever it is. If you put it in manually, I can talk on a frequency, but once I change the station, it doesn't hold the tones or nothing. You got to reset them every time. So I think I'm going to have to plug it back in and get everything fixed on it.
The 960 can do that. You can do whatever you want to do. Believe me, 98 it doesn't do it. So I don't know. That's the difference. But you know what I would do? I would, if you can send it back and get you the 96, it's better.
Well, how about that radio use? It was like new, brand new in the box. Not say brand new, but in the box. But it was in the box. Everything was with it. Got a half decent price on it. I like it. Works pretty good. I got that one in the truck.
It's okay. Use it in the truck anyhow. But it was a minor, but I was maybe 2 months ago. It was on Amazon. And they had two of them left. So I got one. But now I went on the eBay and I see them for $439. Roger.
Copy that. Is a what's the make on it? Is a 9600? Is a TYT 9600, or is it different model, different make, brand?
Same thing. Same whatever you said, Roger.
Okay. I wonder what the difference is between the two. So that's also a 50 watt radio.
It's 50-watt radio. That's what I like about it. In case we get cut off all these repeaters, maybe I can reach the Flint and downtown Detroit and all that. That's why.
Oh, yeah, that'll get you out there a little farther. Hold one leg up in the air, left leg up and the right arm up. It'll get you out there. No problem.
Yeah, that's why I got that 50 watt, you know. I like it. It's very nice anyhow. And one thing I like about it, like a computer, it goes and come back. The numbers, also the names on this one here. I don't know if yours does the same thing or not.
You mean if I can put the names of the, like the names of the repeaters on there? Is that what you mean? Name display.
When you put like GMRS and you put 675, And you also you can put down Mount Clemens, the whole word. But I didn't put the whole word. I just used the shortcut, MTCLN.
I got mine programmed in it, names programmed in for different repeaters. But I can change it back and forth if you want to just want the frequency or you want the name. I like the frequency better. I've got most of them memorized, kind of, but more like seeing the frequency, I guess, once you get used to them.
That's when I got the frequencies, numbers and everything. And you know what? I got all the hams, too.
Okay, I copy that. That's good. Did you go back and do that test again? I thought I heard you saying you're going to go try it again.
I called the guys and said, call us Monday. So I have to call them Monday. You know how it is when you get to... This guy's got holiday, too, like everybody else. They don't want to be bothered. So I called them and said, call me Monday, and we'll do it for Monday or Tuesday.
I copy that. Is that local, somewhere close?
That's a different state. It's 539, the state. I don't know where that is, but it's 539, the area code.
Okay, are you doing the one online then? Like off your phone or the computer?
They're very good on it. They don't want too many questions. They just ask you, take your computer and just sit down and move it around and that's it, and keep going. And they give you the questions, all of them you can answer. But you can see three people, they monitor you, you know what I'm saying? And that's it. They don't ask too much, really, you know. Roger?
I copy that. That was probably the same one I'd done the test through for my technicians. But I had a problem logging on and with the camera part of it. I could log on, but I couldn't get my phone logged on because they wanted to look around the room and they wanted to watch me actually on the computer. So I had trouble logging the phone onto it. I don't know what was going on with my Wi-Fi. Something was happening, but... After about 45 minutes, I finally got it straightened out. Then I wrote the test. But yeah, I want to do see if I can get this general. Maybe I need a little more studying, but I'd give it a try anyway.
I don't know. Let me tell you something. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm taking the SES test. You know, I'm taking those 35 questions, and if I don't know them. And then they tell you to study those the 35 questions. Now, when I'm going to talk to these people, I'm going to say, okay, guys, here's the situation. If I don't pass, I want another test next day. You know what I'm saying? That means the same test you took the first day, same test you're going to take the second day. So you shouldn't be able, you know, to not pass at all.
Copy that. Well, that's if they give you the same test. I guess they might switch them up here and there. No, you might get something with a few different answers on them.
I don't think so. I have the same test they got because they don't have 3-4 tests. So they only have one test. You take that test and that's it.
Copy that. I got confidence in you. You're going to get it this time, Jack. No problem. You should get it. You better have a little fun on the 2-meter 440 or whatever else you want to do there.
I like the 220 meter. It's a good 220. It's always busy. The 440 is not much people on it. So you know what? I mean, I like it too, but not too many people on that 440. So, because I had before, I had two of them. I had the Azu out there, the 220 and 440 handheld. And really, I listened to 220 more than 440. Roger?
Copy that. No, I haven't really looked up anything in the 220s yet. I don't know if there's some local repeaters on the 220s. Or I forget what the minimum maximum is, but I have to do a search on there and see what's programming in my handheld there anyways and take a listen.
Yeah, the 220, there's a lot of people on that 220. But the 440, no, it's not all there. And I know that. Since 2000. I know, I always listen to them, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Anyhow, Tim, good talking to you, and I know you got to go to work tomorrow. Back to work tomorrow. Make that money, but don't let it get out the other door. Catch you later. WIUG 488.
Hi, Jack. Nice talking to you. Now I'm going to take a little break. Take about a 3 or 4 day break. Let's start her back up in the new year. All right, Jack. Catch you a little later. WRNW 329 clear. Jack, we know darn well you're getting kickbacks.
Whatever Bob said, it goes. Whatever Bob says, 100% it goes. Roger, WIUG 48.
WRZB 544. You're a good sport. You truly are. Be safe, my brother.
Sir. Yes, sir, brother. 100%, brother. WIUG 48. I gotta go eat, Bob. I'm a little bit hungry.
Roger that. Enjoy your meal, as always. WRZP 504, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are most definitely monitoring the radio.